love professional wrestling.
Welcome to Real Talk Wrestling. I'm your host, Josh, with me live in person because I'm no longer burnt like Kane the demon himself. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
What's going on? You know, feeling better?
I'm here. I'm alive. You didn't think I was alive? You thought I would come in with some weird mustache, maybe some painted on eyebrows, looking for Peter Parker or some
Didn't know what to expect.
But I'm here.
But you're here. It's good.
It's been a long week of wrestling. A lot of wrestling was watched.
Yes.
A lot.
Very up and down week for wrestling.
Weird week. Like, we're not going to talk about the other promotion, but man, that was a great show. Honestly, it was a great show.
Yes. Sunday. Talking about Sunday.
Sunday was awful.
Saturday.
Saturday was awesome. Okay. Sunday was my favorite tweet of the weekend from some random account. Literally said, night one was like the reason why you get back with your ex. You think it's awesome, right? And then, And then night two is the reason why you remember how bad it was an idea to get with your ex, because night two fucking sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't nearly as good.
No, not at all. But the night after wasn't as...
We're
not talking about
it. You're really reminded why it was a terrible, terrible idea.
Look, guys, I just want to be realistic with you guys.
I love professional wrestling!
We're going to talk about real professional wrestling, all right? Real awesome, because we're Real Talk Wrestling.
That's right.
Follow us on Twitter, Josh Kimmel, O-U-S, RTW Chris. He called me out. He called me out for this big announcement. He said, Josh is super excited for this. I told y'all. I've been telling y'all for weeks. I've been telling y'all for days. This wasn't going to be some kind of big announcement that changes the landscape of AEW television. It's going to change. It's important.
It's very important.
I love it. Like, I'm not bashing it, but I want people not... I mean, I'm mad. Not mad. I'm more annoyed.
Because, what is that?
Because Tony, he uses these big announcements as rating draws. It's kind of cheap. Like, if let's say the other companies were doing this. I said company, it's not company. Mm-hmm. We're doing this weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, and then they always just flop. Or it could have been a tweet. You know what my favorite part about announcements like this, like a London announcement, which people used to do this in the middle of Dynamite, just go to a video package. Go to a video package and just put like the date and then put like all your wrestlers doing awesome things, you know, all the people that will be featured on that show, like Adam Cole doing this, this person doing that. And then all you need to do, have Wembley Stadium there, all in, and put some like fucking music in the background, and that's your announcement. And then people are going nuts, and you didn't have to announce it. And then what happens is people go onto your YouTube page or whatever it may be, or people go, I can't miss Dynamite, something might happen. Instead of hyping up this big announcement, important announcement, and then people like me watch it and go, well, I'm kind of done with these big announcements, but I'm going to watch anyway. And then you get trashed on Twitter or in the media because these are overhyped big announcements. What's your take?
So I get what you're saying. He does do that a lot where everything's a big announcement, but maybe it's not quite worthy of being considered a big announcement. But this one I thought justified being a big announcement because it is a big deal. I mean, come on. Everyone's been saying, oh, is AEW, is it going to survive? It's just... you know, what is it, WCW in the later years, this, that, and the other. And this is a huge step. I mean, since other than WWE, who does stadium shows?
Just them.
Nobody else until now. So I think it is, this one in particular, I think was worthy of the hype. I was excited for it because I think it's worthy of the hype. This is a huge step. If they can actually successfully sell out that stadium or get close to it, that's a huge deal for pro wrestling. I think they cement themselves as a legitimate second company. You know, the alternative, as they always said,
I get it. And I do understand that, Chris. I understand that it's important and you need to not sell out the shit, 'cause I don't think they're going to be able to. And that's not a negative stance at all.
No, that's just a huge stadium.
That's just a huge stadium. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's 80,000 people. It's going to be hard to get for a professional wrestling show that doesn't have Roman Reigns or doesn't have these larger than life people. That's where I'm kind of scared, because what kind of matches are we going to see to get this to sell out? Are we going to get a Goldberg? Are we going to get the return of Phil? Are we going to get Sting in the ring in any capacity? I think you have to do all three. I think all three have to be involved. I think you have to have Goldberg. I think you have to have Phil. I think you need Sting to have a high-profile match, or else it's just going to be a bunch of indie fans watching an indie show, and they're going to have like 30,000, which is cool. 30,000 is a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
But we want to show up, and Tony Khan wants to show up.
Yeah.
And the way to do that, like, how do you get how do they sell this? Hey, we do gymnasiums and we do, like, you know, 2,000 people a night on Dynamite. I don't know how much it is, but it looks like 4,000 people.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
So what we're going to do in our pay-per-views, we do maybe 10, maybe 8,000, maybe. So let's go to Wembley and go, hey guys, it'd be like us, Chris, going, hey, podcast one, we want to be on your network. How many listeners do you guys have? This amount. Oh, well, Joe Rogan has like 10 bajillion. So how are you going to get the numbers? So they're saying, like, what are you going to do to fill the stadium, Tony? The fuck are you going to do? And maybe he already has it like sold. Yeah, we're going to have Goldberg. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. Because you know, everyone knows, to do a negotiation, you need assets to sell yourself. Like, what the fuck did he sell his soul for? Well, who is going to show up? Because someone has to.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think CM Punk seems more and more likely to show up. Sting, for sure, if he's got him already on the roster. The Goldberg one is the interesting one. I don't know. We'll see.
I can see it. Goldberg versus Sting. Goldberg versus Wardlow. I like one of these big guys, and I don't want it to be Sting, because that would be terrible.
No.
I don't want
to be in the ring together.
I don't need it to be Wardlow, honestly, because let's be honest, and we're all fans. You don't bring Goldberg in to lose.
Nope.
That's just a fact. So who does he come in to beat?
Yeah, who's going to job out to him?
It can't be someone young. It can't be someone old. That's where you book yourself into a corner where, like, what do you do with him if you do sign him? What does he do?
No.
Everyone, he's not even that tall, but he'll tower over everybody.
Yep.
Do you put him in there with a veteran like Christian? That is like legit, that could face up against a goal. I don't know. Maybe you put him up against Luchasaurus because he's big and he can use the rub if you're going to put someone over. Doubt it will happen. I don't know. I'm excited for it. I don't know if I'm going to. Now I got to know. Who am I going to buy, all in or all out? Because they're literally a week apart.
Buy them both.
I'm not spending $100.
No, if you're going to buy one or the other, you're going to buy all in.
If, yeah.
That's going to be made to be a bigger show.
But does it, so then all out means nothing?
I don't know. That's going to be real interesting to see what they do there. How are you going to put two pay-per-views in back-to-back weeks or 2 weeks apart or whatever it ends up being?
Well, the good thing is this.
I thought maybe that was going to replace all out or something.
Tony Khan loves to have these, he loves to do that 8-hour show.
Yeah.
So maybe they just go, hey, look, all these feuds, look, WrestleMania just proved it. You only need about 7-8 matches. 8's too much. 7-6 matches.
Yes,
that's all you need. For a night. Do that with All In. Maybe do a little bit longer because it's a big show.
Yeah.
And then all the other feuds, put some big matches on All Out as well, but you just have to split up the whole everything. You have to split everything up.
Yeah.
Which is going to be tough. Because then if you leave this person off of the London show and put them in the Chicago show, you're like, ah. So if you put Punk over in London, you don't put him in Chicago?
No.
I have some things that may work out. Like, All In will get you to All Out. Like, maybe there is a big tournament that we don't know who's MJF fighting? All Out's like a long time away, right? Like, MJF's doing this four pillars match in the current pay-per-view coming up in like next 3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, he's going to do that, May.
Maybe we get the rematch, Punk versus at the pay-per-view after All In, but Punk has to win the tournament to get into, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is to secure.
That's how you could get him on both shows, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to think of a way how to get him on both shows if he does return. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
I don't know. I'm expecting a big night, like a big overdone night, because that's what Tony Khan wants to do. It's going to be fun. Hope there's some, I don't know. I just hope there's a sellout. I hope they do, for our sake, for everyone's sake, for wrestling fans' sake, they sell out.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what I'm hoping for, too. It should be a really good show, I'm sure.
But it could have been a tweet, or it could have been a...
It had to be more than a tweet.
It could have been, like I said, a bit...
That video package would be kind of interesting, but I think he just wanted to announce it this way because it is a big deal. The brand is growing, despite what you read on Twitter.
He does the same thing over and over. He's interviewed by somebody, then Adam Cole steps in. Yeah, I'm Adam Cole. I'm the spokesperson of AEW. Yes. Like, I know, I love him.
I agree with it on the other ones, but on this one, I thought it's merited. Like, it was worth it.
It was worth it. There was a debut last night.
That's right. There was Dynamite after WrestleMania. We got our debut. It just happened 2 days later than we thought.
There was a debut, and I knew he was going to AEW. I knew it. I think I said it last week. I'm not sure. This is a good move for him. Now, my question is, do you think he was going to the E? And he's like, oh, man, this is not because of Vince taking over, but because of like the whole rumors of the sale. He's unsure. There was a lot of people, Drew McIntyre, who hasn't re-upped his contract because he doesn't know what to do, because he didn't know going into the merger if he wanted to stay or not.
Yeah.
He's not the only one. And then you got to think about the guys coming in, like Jay White, like a Matt Cardona. Like, are they going to go there knowing it's about to be sold? Probably not. Why would you? There's other outlets. They're making money elsewhere.
Yeah, who would want to go there right now? Now, I feel like it's been back and forth, because when all this stuff was happening, everyone was jumping ship. And then, oh, he's out, and now things are better. Oh, you should go back over there. Now Vince is back. At this point, seeing what we've seen, like, I'm thinking, if I'm a wrestler, I'm just going to go wait it out somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because the fact of, I mean, I know you don't want to talk about it too much, but we're seeing it's back to the old ways, and maybe even a little worse, of changing the script in the middle of the show. Literally the middle of the show. I didn't see it live, but the whole Seth Rollins thing where he comes down and then gets told the script is changing and leaves. Like, literally, you're like not even hiding it anymore. I wouldn't want to be a part of that.
No. And it's unfortunate. But we are talking about a real professional wrestling show.
That's right.
Where they go to hospitals, where they bleed and they wrestle. I believe the first match had more time in the ring than all of that Monday show put together.
Yeah, probably.
Which I think was a statement that Tony Khan wanted to make.
Yep.
So we're moving on to Jay White. This was not the first match, because that was the first. Well, never started.
Never started.
What did you think about the debut? How did you think they pulled it off? Like, how would you have done something different?
I mean, they were going to, it made sense for them to bring him in during that match, if you will. I don't know, but it was so quick. Like, I'll be honest, like, it took me a second to even realize what was happening, because the show was just getting started. Okay, we're kind of getting into it. I'll be honest, I wasn't 100% paying attention yet, and I was just like, wait, what the heck just happened there? So I would have liked to have seen it maybe a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. As far as how you're going to do it, I don't know. What do you think?
People are like, oh, it could have been an interference at the end. That's been done 10,000 times.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say that.
Lights out, and then you return. Like, that's done 10,000 times.
They've done that too much.
I think they did it the best possible way. Ricky Starks makes his entrance, then Switchblade's music hits, and then that's it. I loved it. Like, they just went right to it.
Yep.
Like you said, they're trying to get them viewers, because there's so many people watching The Big Bang Theory that you don't know if they're going to be checking out. Do it right then. Like, yeah, anything can happen anytime. That's what I liked about it. I wish they did more with it. I feel like he beat up Ricky Starks, celebrated, boom, Jericho.
Yeah, that was my one thing, is I felt like it was so quick.
So quick.
You could have done, like, it. What just happened there?
Make an impact. The Brock on Cody, that lasted forever. But it's an impact.
Yeah.
This one was like, move, 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 do, 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 celebrate, out. Jericho. Hey, I'm Chris Jericho. Yep. Why did I go out there? Because they had streamers. Like, then I walked away. I have no idea what happened. Apparently, people are telling me Keith Lee came up.
Yes.
It's to the point now, I'm in my life, where if Chris Jericho comes on the TV, I leave.
Really?
I do.
Used to be your favorite.
He's not. He's
up until about, what, a year ago.
I just can't stand him anymore.
Yeah.
Can't stand
just
him.
Just had enough.
I really have, and I think a lot of people have, honestly. I think he needs to take a step back. I really do. But anyway, I want to see Jay White not just show up, make an impact, and head over to Rampage.
Yeah.
Because that's what everyone does.
Yep. That's unfortunately what's been happening to everybody.
But I think this is one of Tony Khan's favorites. He favorites the Bullet Club, the nerd, like not nerds, I'm sorry. Like the marks, like people love the Bullet Club and so does he. And you can tell he's into that kind of wrestling. So I don't think he's going to get the back seat. I think he is going to be a major player. Maybe we see him and Adam Cole mix it up. Maybe we see him mix it up with Kenny and the Bucks eventually later down the road. I like to start with Ricky Starks though. This is going to be a banger.
Yep.
Because you know they're going to wrestle and you know it's going to be a great feud.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm excited to see. I'm glad that he picked to go to AEW.
Yes.
Like you said, I think Tony will hopefully Tony has learned to not just debut, give him a quick push, and then push him down or away over to Fridays or Tuesdays or whatever. This one needs to stick.
Does need to stick. Do you hear that? What is that?
That would be my dog.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I thought
he's
no,
crying
I,
because I, he can hear me, but he can't get to me.
I thought it was my headphones.
No,
like, what the heck is that?
Just what he does. He cries. Hopefully, it's not picking up too much.
Moving on, FTR. I guess you wanted to put this over all the important stuff that happened on the show.
This is an important thing that happened to everyone not named Josh Kimmel.
I just don't understand what's everyone's obsession with FTR. I was watching him last night. I was bored to death with their wrestling. Bored to death. I don't get it. Is it because they're tough? Is it because they're... I don't know. What? Sell me on FTR. Because I need to be sold.
I can't sell you on FTR because you already don't like them. And if I know Josh, it's if you don't like something, you're not going to like it.
That's not true. I turned it around on many people. That's not true, Chris. That's not true.
I think they just have... They look really good in the ring. They're good pro wrestlers. They're real pro wrestlers, as you would like to say. Go ahead and hit your button if you'd like.
I'm not hitting no buttons right now.
They just look good in the ring. They look like they have great chemistry. I feel like they have a lot of charisma for anyone, again, not named Josh Kimmel. And I think they're a lot of fun to watch. I think they're really good at what they do.
Fun to watch.
I like their style. They're like a Smash Mouth, you know.
No, yes, I like that. I just don't understand. They can't cut a promo, which Dax can. The other dude cannot. They don't really do anything that stands out to me. Nothing to me goes, wow, did you see that spot? Or not did you just spot monkey stuff. Like, did you see that feud? Did you see that angle? Did you hear that promo? Like, nothing ever sticks out.
We were just talking about their match with Briscoes. With Briscoes.
Yeah, but that's because of the Briscoes. Who else have they ever put beside the Bucks? They put on a good match.
There you go. There's another
Anyone
one.
Anyone else? Did they that match last night to me was dull. I turned it off. You know what I did? I'm not going to lie, guys. I watched the first 5 minutes because you know why I watched it? Because the Ass Boys entrance was so fucking awesome.
Yes. That was pretty bad.
And I'm like, let's go. I want to see these guys work.
Yeah.
And then I was bored to tears. I turned it off. Played one match of WWE 2K because I had to get this ladder match done for my daily quest or my daily whatever challenge. And then I set my alarm for 3 minutes before the show, 9:57. I turned it back on to see the finish. I didn't care what happened because I knew what was going to happen. It sucks when it's so predictable. The best thing about that was Dax holding up the Finn Spears Tony Khan sign.
That was pretty hilarious.
That was it. That was the best. That was the best part of that night.
I think there was legitimate concern of if they were going to lose and leave. I think I see a lot of people online that were, listen, not everyone can predict like you can, all right? There was people I could tell, at least on my Twitter feed, that were breathing a sigh of relief that FTR was going to stick around. They did not, especially after this week. You know, they were always concerned because, hey, we thought there was no chance Cody was leaving, right? No chance he was going to leave. For the longest time, we said, it's not going to happen. Anything's so possible. We were sure that, you know, FTR wasn't going to leave. But there was, to me, I was pretty sure they were staying, especially after this week. Pretty sure they were staying. But again, anything can happen. So, Mike, there's still that slight sliver of doubt that maybe they lose and they leave and they decide they're ready to go.
I also think Tony wanted to give the fans a happy ending because they didn't get one in WrestleMania.
Yep.
And I think that as soon as I knew they were going on last, which I should have known, I'm like, okay, they're going to win. Obviously, they're going to win. But there was a little, like maybe 0.5% of my brain thinking they could lose and go to ROH as a stipulation.
Yeah.
And which is the worst stipulation. Like, that'd be the worst of all time.
It would have
That'd
been.
Be like a Vince move.
Yes.
So
I wouldn't have liked that.
No, I wouldn't have liked that either. So I do like, I do, okay, they go over, but they better elevate this tag team because this tag team division sucks. And you just lost Top Flight.
Yep.
We're Penta and No Phoenix? No Fear Guy. Oh, yeah, Penta is No Fear Guy. And Rey Fénix, they're over on ROH. They're not even on Dynamite anymore.
Nope.
Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus broken up. The Varsity Blondes haven't seen them on television for over a year. Don't even know if they work there anymore. The House of Black is caught up in the Trios.
The Trios. You got the Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks are caught up in a storyline with the Combat Club. The Combat Club stuck in a storyline with the Elite. Who's left? The Acclaimed are stuck in the story with the Appreciation Society, which nobody wanted.
No.
Nobody wanted that.
I feel like JAS just needs to stop.
I mean, it could be gold. I don't know how Daddy Magic did not paint his freaking mustache on his face. I thought for sure he was going to do it because he's the closest one with the fattest face that could have pulled that off.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so they could get good again.
That's true. Now that things are...
we got to hold on.
Going again over in the E.
But yeah. But I just went through a lot of tag teams. I mean, I can go on their website right now and try to find more contenders, but what happens now? Someone needs to tell me what happens now because they're lacking tag teams in that division.
Yeah, I mean, they can put something together. They'll put some trios down to a tag team. They'll figure it out. They always do. They've always figured out some more feuds. Every time we keep saying who's next, who's next, someone else will come up. The Acclaimed, they'll eventually get out of their feud. You could put Butcher and the Blade for a filler match, right? I mean, it's not going to be a top, you know what I mean? But just to do something, right? Until some other people get out of their storylines. You're just looking for anybody right now, right?
Trent and old Chuck Taylor.
There you go. Best friends. There's a match for you right there.
Where was Hobbs? I know this is a little, where the fuck was Hobbs?
I have no idea.
I just log on to AEW's website and I see all the champions. I see Will Hobbs. I said, oh, I forgot he's a champion.
Yep.
That's insane. 1,000%. I'm not lying. Forgot he was champion. Oh,
couldn't you have Ethan Page with one of his random people? Again, as a filler match, pay-per-view match.
But where is the pay-per-view match? The pay-per-view is in how many weeks? Why didn't we have this match at the pay-per-view?
Yeah, I don't know why it needed to be now.
That's what I'm trying to... So what are they going to do with the pay-per-view? Are they going to do a rematch?
No. So it's in... They have 2 months. Like 7 weeks to get to the pay-per-view. It's not until the end of May, and we're at the beginning of April right now.
I guess
they have lots of time.
Sure. You have more... You have high hopes, man. Like, you really do.
I do. I got to be the optimistic baby face here.
Private Party, I guess. Oh, Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. Haven't seen them in months.
Yeah, ever since they lost the match, right?
Yeah. You got Kip Sabian, he's tagging with someone.
No, we don't need that. We can pass on that.
You want to go to the next topic? Because I sure do.
Let's do it. I know, that was way more FTR than you ever wanted to talk about.
You know who else I love? I love Jon Moxley and him ripping at people's mouths. You know what? Who else I love? I love Claudio Castagnoli and him destroying people. You know who else I love? Wheeler Yuta. Even if he's a little shithead, I love him. And you know what else I love? I love professional wrestling.
That is... The Brian I love. That is the heel character I love. MJF is great. He's not even on our rundown. You know why? Do you want to know what happened when MJF came on my television?
You walked away.
I walked away. Not on purpose.
And you missed a heck of a segment.
I know I did. And I still have to go back and rewatch it. But before we get into this segment, because I think this was the best segment of the night. That's what I'm going to ask you. What segment was better? The BCC or the MJF one?
They were both really good, but I kind of like the MJF one better because it was very unexpected.
Okay. My son had an emergency.
Yeah.
And then I hear, dun, 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 and I'm like, Keisha. She's like, your problem. And I'm like,
yeah.
All right. And I don't have a DVR upstairs, so I could not pause. So I just had to go. I'll watch it on YouTube later.
Did you see anything about the MJF segment?
I saw he had an orchestra. That's it. That's all I saw. Oh, and he hates his teacher. Yes. I heard that in the background.
Yes. The orchestra part is very unexpected. Just at first I was a little confused. I don't want to spoil it for you, but at first I was a little confused. And then I was like, you know what? I kind of like this. This was very unexpected. That's why I would give the slight edge to that segment, because it was unexpected.
Okay.
But, this, but still, this is a very good one.
This was a very good promo. This was a this told you what they're about. This told you what they're going to do. They are the Lord Voldemort. They are the Death Eaters of AEW. They, if you're Mudblood or you're Half-Blood, you're dead. If you're, that's it. If you're an amateur, if you're an indie wrestler, if you're some mud show cowboy bullshit wrestler, you're dead. These guys are coming for you, even though Wheeler Yuta is one of those. They're going to come they're gonna come to, at you. And Moxie's kind of one of those too. But they're going to come at you, and they're going to fuck your day up.
Yep.
And this is awesome. I don't know where this is heading towards. I guess the Elite, obviously, right? But we know that Matt Jackson's out for a couple weeks, maybe longer. We don't know. The whole bicep thing, he went on YouTube, Twitter, and said all that stuff. That sucks. But I feel like Brian and Kenny and all these guys can put promos like these together. I don't know if Kenny can. Up to this level. Kenny's good, but he's not this level. Don Callis maybe is good, but I don't know his status. You hear about his real injury?
No, I didn't.
The whole thing where he was bleeding, that was a shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
And I don't know.
I did remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was real. That was real life.
Yeah, because at first when I saw that, I was like, what the heck? Why is he doing that? Like, why is he bleeding right now?
The same, I got caught with Finn Balor too. I'm like, oh, it's Hell in a Cell. What the fuck are we doing? And I saw the picture
after. Oh, yeah, I saw that picture. That was bad.
Anyway, this is going to be great. This is leading up to Blood and Guts. I think this is phenomenal. I don't want to see the BCC just beat up jobbers every week.
Yeah, that's going to get old fast.
It is.
I don't like that that's become like a formula in wrestling in the last few years. When you want to build someone up, that they just beat up a bunch of jobbers.
They're already built up.
Yes, they don't need any building up. Like, I get when somebody is new and you're trying to build them as a monster and they're unknown. Maybe put them in a jobber match for like 2 or 3 weeks. But then after that, like, stop. Because I feel like that's become a very, in both brands, a very repetitive formula is they do jobbers. And then it's like, well, what do we do? We've been doing this for 6 weeks. You over there, go on out. Next jobber up. Like, yes. No, just give them some real story, please. So, yes, it's they got to start going through some real teams.
And I don't want to see them go through like, oh, now they're going through the Varsity Blondes. Now they're like, I want to see them actually do some damage, maybe see some tag team action, maybe see Claudio and Moxley go against, you know, we just ran through some tag teams. Why not? But I'm excited for this because heel Brian is the only Brian that I want to see. Babyface Brian kind of sucks. Like, I think he's great still in the ring, but I just don't like the whole goofy, I'm smiling, I'm just going to make me. Bleh. No, I want to see amateur. Like, I want whatever he's doing this thing people can't see, but the elbow to the collarbone clavicle area, I want the fans to go amateur instead of yes. Yeah. I want that to happen. Like, that's gonna be great weekly.
Yeah. Now, do you think they will place them as like the overall top stable in the next few weeks, months? Like, they're the top, the Elite's below them.
They already are.
Yeah, you think that's where they're going to stick with them for a while?
They're already the top. They're the top for two reasons. One reason is they are going against the biggest babyface faction, and they are dominating. They just beat the hell out of Paige.
Yeah.
So they already are the top. They've established themselves as the top.
They are number one in the power rankings.
I would say so. Yep. And then the number two guy in your stable, the number two, is your best world champion of all time. You're number two, because Brian's the leader. And then your number three is the current I think he lost. I'm not sure. I don't watch ROH.
Yeah.
But he was an ROH champion and he beat Chris Jericho. He's all, and then your number four is like that's your jobber, but he still can whoop ass.
Yep.
So if you look at like Jericho Appreciation Society, they don't have that. Nothing close.
No.
The Elite, they don't have that. They don't. You know why? Because they have Kenny Omega. The Bucks are great, but they're not at Moxley's level.
No.
They're not. Not even close. You know, I would say, I would even dare, they're not at Cesaro's level for a star power. Because Claudio has been seen on television multiple times in big WrestleMania events, big storylines with the bar. Everyone knows Cesaro. He's a bigger draw. This is plain and simple. I just think they're the biggest. They're like, this is what I've been wanting. Evolution. Triple H, Ric Flair, Batista, Randy Orton. I want something like that again.
Yep.
And I think we're getting it with this.
Yep. And I definitely like what they're doing with them, with them just going through and just ripping through everyone.
Yes.
That's always my favorite kind of team or wrestler or whatever. It's just someone that just beats the crap out of everybody.
And I want to use this soundbite. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I clipped it, and it's my favorite line from Dynamite.
Do these guys look like professionals to you? They look like some people the EVPs might have hired, and they're nothing but a bunch of amateurs. Amateurs! Impotent amateurs!
He's so good. I'm going to play that every single time a debut comes and it flops. So that's staying, guys.
That soundbite is here to stay. I like it.
I'll cut it down. Dude, that looks like somebody the EVPs would hire. That's my favorite line.
Yeah, solid.
I'm going to cut it down to that, and then I'll make amateurs its own. So
okay.
So every time there's a flaw, a botch or something like that, amateurs. Every time there's a debut that flops, that looks like someone the EVPs would hire.
I love it. I like that the soundboard has been loaded up. I love it.
It's loading up, baby. But speaking of loading up, well, not loading up. They're trying to load up this main event with the four pillars. It's not working.
No.
Not working at all. Sammy Guevara has a underwhelming match with Commander, who's one of the worst wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. He can't do shit right. He's the kind of guy. Commander. I took him off the list because I didn't want to bash him, but here it is. He's the kind of guy who your little brother plays with on WWE 2K, and he does the same fucking two moves over and over. He did the catwalk on the rope like three times, and he did that stupid, not stupid, they're awesome, but he did that stupid move where he runs halfway through the fucking ropes and does a shooting star press. He did that like four times. So he's just doing the same moves over and over because he has nothing else to fucking, he doesn't know anything else.
Yeah, just the high flying stuff.
Not even high flying, just slippy two.
High flying.
Just two high two flying. Of them. He only knows two.
That's it.
I don't know, but it was a very sloppy match. I thought it sucked, but you probably loved it. You probably marked out. Oh, he's doing the runny thing.
Doing the runny thing.
And then
that was all right.
The cutter was god awful. It was like, okay, you go over there, you go over here. It's like,
yeah, I was like, what are they doing over here? What is this? They almost completely missed it. But I mean, that's a tough spot.
No, it's not a tough spot. It's not. You have Commander go up there like he always does. You have Guevara on the fucking floor. And then you have like the referee go like, or someone give him a sign to get up and get the fuck up on that turnbuckle and then do the cutter. Not just walk over there, look at him and wait.
Yeah.
It could have been so much better and smoother if they practiced it the way I said. Out of the ring, someone gives him a cue to get his act, because he can. We've seen him do it. Here's a better spot. Commander does that running thingy. We see Guevara get up, do a springboard thingy. And then they're both jumping in midair. Boom, RKO.
RKO. Love it. Out of nowhere.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, that was just horrible. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
No. It didn't. Whatever. The execution sucked. But what I'm thinking sucked the most was them waiting to get it set up. Like, Guevara's just sitting there like, all right, dude, are you going to do it?
Are we doing this?
Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Now? Are you going to run? You going to run now? And then the other guy's like, Commander's like, okay. Am I going to make it? Like, God, what I thought they were going to do, I thought they were going to run together on the fucking ropes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is going to be the biggest disaster of all
that
time.
That would not work at all.
Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. The promo after the match. Promo. I got a little bit of it.
That was tough.
I got a little bit of it. It's about 30 seconds long. And I want to analyze this because this doesn't make sense.
So if we're supposed to be, if we're supposed to be the four pillars, the four people that have been building up this company since day one, and will continue to build it to higher heights, it's safe to say your side wasn't built by you. Your side was built by the people you tricked to get here. You lied, you cheated, you manipulated your way to the top. And honestly, Tony, I'm almost jealous of it. But Max, you're finding out what I already know. That I would hate who I was if I wasn't myself getting to the top.
He described his whole fucking career. I don't understand what his beef is.
Yeah. A heel cutting a promo against the heel for doing heel things.
He latched on to Chris Jericho. Yep. He was the sex gods forever. He was in the Jericho Appreciation Society, the inner circle. Everything he's done is latch on to other people to get to the top.
Yep.
So this promo, it kind of got saved in the kind of, because he realized his baby face wasn't working. So he turned heel. Did you notice? He just kind of in the middle of the promo, turned heel, pretty much saying F you, New Jersey, F you, everyone else, F you, F you, F you.
But it seemed very Long Island. Sorry. Like he was very lost in that promo.
This is not Sammy's fault. Sammy's an excellent worker. Sammy's an excellent professional wrestler. Sammy is excellent at everything he does. This is Tony's fault or whoever produced this segment. You can't, we've seen this with Britt Baker. We've seen this with a lot of people in this company. I feel like Tony goes, all right, say what you want to say. Here's the bullet points, but okay, and go out there. That's it. I saw this with Ricky Starks on Roads to the Top. Ricky Starks had a broken neck at the time. Tony Khan's like, all right, you can't wrestle, but go out there and make an impact. Well, what am I going to say? Go out there and make an impact. Luckily, Ricky Starks is fucking good. You know, you can't, you have to give some of these guys direction because now you're coming off as weak. He looks stupid out there.
Yeah.
And the crowd was lost. Nobody understood what was happening. You're a heel. What are you doing? You just beat a babyface luchador because Commander is the babyface in that situation.
Yeah, he was.
And then you cut a babyface promo thinking you're going to get cheered.
Yeah. Like
people are going to care about your story, that you overcame the odds. You overcame nothing.
And that was the wrong city to try and do that in, too. If you're going to try and randomly cut a babyface promo, you can't do it there against MJF. No. Everybody is heel except MJF when they're in the New York, New Jersey area.
Yes.
It does not work there.
So next week's going to be Darby. God, I cannot wait to hear this promo.
I feel like his last one was a little rough.
It was honestly better than this. Sam, this was the worst promo of the feud, of the program, everything. Because it didn't make, at least Darby's kind of makes sense. It had a direction, like, oh, you're just going to cry, blah, blah, blah. This one was like I worked so hard to get here, Tony, Schiavone, and you cheated, Max. And then, like, 3 minutes later, and F you guys for not being behind me. It's like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I just want to see them. I tweeted this out. If you have three number one contenders,
you have none.
And this is what it feels like. It feels like this is a lost opportunity. This is a lost pay-per-view. I'm zero interest. If it was just Jungle Boy.
I was about to say, that's what it feels like is the real feud. It feels like MJF doesn't really care about Sammy. He doesn't really care about Darby, but he has a problem with Jungle Boy. That feels like the feud right there.
And I feel like that's what it should have been.
Yeah.
And we should have left these guys. We should have never put Darby in a situation. Honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. He's not ready. He's not the guy. He's the guy who all the little kids like because he looks like a half skeleton and he has a skateboard. Let's be realistic. Like, people want the next Jeff Hardy, and that's what they're comparing him to. Cool, fine. Jeff Hardy wasn't a big main eventer until years down the road. Now we're 4 years into a company. You have a little 120-pound kid, wrestling for the World Heavyweight Championship. It just, make it make sense, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they were just trying to really push this whole four pillars thing that they've kind of danced around a little bit, and I guess maybe they just didn't know what to do for this one, so they said, yep, we're going to push a four pillars match. But it's not, I don't know. I'm not as excited about it. I would be much more excited about just the MJF Jungle Boy feud. I feel like you could make that one feel very personal.
Yes.
And like a big deal and really help to elevate Jungle Boy.
Again, if you would have listened to me like 4 weeks ago when this happened, it's like I'm a fucking genius. It's like I can, Tony Khan, look, Triple H, you just got a lot of money from Endeavor. Like a lot. Let's make a company. I'll be your head creative. You fund me. We're good to go.
There you go.
How cool would it be if Triple H jumps? I know he's not going to. Just jump ship, shows up on AEW. He's the head booker.
That would be wild.
Why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, why wouldn't Triple H do that?
Because he's just waiting it out, I think. Keeps telling himself.
Why not?
It's going to get better. Why not? Just got to wait a little bit longer.
Why not take him down now?
Yeah.
If he went over there, the shift of viewership, the ratings, everything would shift over. Everything. Yeah.
Think about it. You would be able to talk. I think a lot of people would jump ship then. As soon as their contracts were up, they'd be like, let's go. I'm leaving.
Multiple. I mean, you've seen the reports. Multiple top stars aren't going to re-sign. Multiple top stars went out of their contract.
But if he went, because they all love him.
Yeah.
If he went, everybody's leaving.
And there'd be a lot of people leaving AEW. Darby. See, here's your papers, Darby. Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun on Impact. There's a lot of guys that be gone because Triple H has no room for them. No use for them. But we're not talking about that. I don't know, man. I'm just excited for the match because I know the match is going to be a banger. But I watch wrestling for the story.
The story. You want the full experience. You got to have a good story to build up to the match. For most cases, there's a few that we can make exception, but this one needs a good story to go with it, and it's just not there.
And we're going to end it on this. We had another comeback, debut, whatever you want to call it. Christian Cage, we all didn't know what was happening with him. He showed up perfect, didn't need to say a word. When Luchasaurus walked out, I was like, who's this motherfucker? I forgot all about him. Not going to lie. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? This guy looks awesome. This guy's going to murder people. And then he walked up close and it was Luchasaurus. And I'm like, I kind of popped. I'm like, hell yeah, this is fuck. This is the Luchasaurus we need.
Away, what we thought we were getting for a little bit.
Away from Jungle Boy. Yes. Away from Jack Perry. Let them do their own thing. I heard some people already going, oh, they're going to jump right back in the feud. Why? It's over.
Yeah, please don't.
We don't need it.
Nope.
There's other baby faces that are mid-card that could get fucked up by this guy. There's a lot of them out there that are doing nothing right now. I mean, just take... Actually, who is fucking doing nothing? I was just thinking about Ricky Starks, but he got jumped by your homeboy Switchblade. That'd be a perfect first one.
Yeah.
Luchasaurus destroys Ricky Starks. But I believe they're going to do something special with Luchasaurus. They're going to build him up. He will never be champion. Because he's TNT championship. Why not go against Hobbs?
Yeah.
But Hobbs is a fucking heel. And Hobbs doesn't exist. He's not on TV. He's in
the curse of the title lately. Like, you get it and then you just kind of disappear. That's what happened to Warlow.
QT Marshall ended a show. Ended a show. That was the last thing we saw. QT Marshall on the stage. AEW little thing graphic comes up. Black. Go to whatever fuck was on. What's the show afterwards?
Talking about right now?
No, it was Young Sheldon.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next week, he's TMZ. He's dressed up like a TMZ guy drinking coffee. And that's all we've seen.
Yep.
So you're telling me this impactful, you just beat the shit out of Warlow. You just put Warlow down. And the best thing you have for me is TMZ.
TMZ spinoff.
What is happening?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Anyway, back to Luchasaurus. Excited for the future. Big things. Big TNT title things. I don't know. Do you have any? Like, do you want to see him as a tag team, or do you want to see Christian as a more of a manager role and Luchasaurus do whatever he says?
Well, we were just saying they need tag teams, right?
Yeah, they do.
There you go. There's your tag team. There's another one. So I said they always figure something out. There's a tag team right there.
Go mess up FTR.
Yeah.
They just go destroy FTR.
No, you can't have them do that. Not right now.
Why not? Next few going into the pay per view. Christian Cage and Luchasaurus.
Do you want FTR to lose again?
No, they're going to beat them. You're saying they can't lose their first feud? Luchasaurus and Christian?
Well, I'm saying there's another tag team that you could build up. Maybe not go right at FTR, But you're saying we need tag teams. They could go beat up some jobber team, something.
Yeah, they will. I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm excited. I'm excited for everything. Excited for AEW television. Excited for London.
Seems to be on the upswing right now. There's good momentum after this week.
If you had to watch one pay-per-view, because there's a lot coming up. There's Forbidden Door. There's All Out. There's All In. What's the one coming up?
Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing. It's four pay-per-views, like, soon.
Yeah, between now and, what, the end of September?
I think we're the most excited about the Wembley show.
Yes, for sure. Because you know they're really...
But Forbidden Door's coming up, man. We're going to get Kenny Omega and Ospreay for that U.S. title. At New Japan World, IWGP. Because you know they're going to wrestle. Because yes. He just wrestled one of his boys on Dynamite. Just beat him. Just setting up for that perfectly.
Absolutely.
That show's going to be a banger too.
It is. Got some good shows coming up. But I think the Wembley show, if you're telling me I can only pick one, it's going to be the Wembley show.
If you put Ospreay and Omega on Forbidden Door, it's going to be that one.
Yeah.
It's going to be that one.
Yep.
If you somehow get them in Wembley too, it'd be that one. I think that'd be a better match. That'd be the better selling point. But I think in the end, at the Wembley show at least, we're going to get Phil. Are we going to get Phil and Kenny Omega? That'd be the biggest match possible.
Yeah, considering.
No, of course. That'd be the biggest match possible.
Yeah.
That alone would sell out that arena. That stadium.
That's right. They got a stadium to sell out, not an arena.
Yep. Well, we're going to head out of there. If you're still listening, follow us on Twitter, Josh Kimmel, OUS, RTW Chris on Twitter as well. I hope you enjoy the show. If you came for the Josh, you're so smart, you called Roman Reigns. I didn't do it. I'm not that kind of person. I'm humble. Stay humble. I would never be telling you I'm the only person who put it in writing on Twitter. And I predicted Roman to win. I said it on the show. And someone said Cody or Roman LOL. And I sat there. That was at the beginning of Sunday morning. And I waited and I waited. And when Roman won, I quote tweeted that tweet and I said, I told you so, because I'm so humble. I'll see you guys next week. Chris, you have any last words?
Way to stay humble.